Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
It is Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann, and a very, very disturbing story to be found on Herald Live. At least 20 seagull chicks were beaten to death with sticks by a handful of young holidaymakers camping near the Gamtoos River mouth. The SPCA have been made aware of the issue. Their national spokesperson, Jacques Peacock, joining us now. Jacques, thanks for your time. I take it you will be launching an official investigation into this very, very disturbing occurrence.
Absolutely. It's really tragic. And you know, the fact that it was at the hands of the youth, I think, makes it even more abhorrent. You know, we strive for a world where the values of the view that animals are sentient beings are instilled in the youth, but clearly we aren't there yet. So yes, we are busy with the investigation, and we hope that we will be able to get to the bottom of the situation.
Anything you can share with us at this early stage? Do we have names yet? Do we have an idea of how to get those names?
We do not have any names at the moment. Our plan of action would be to work through a process of elimination. We have gotten in touch with the Gamtoos Mouth Resort Homeowners Association, rather, who reported the incident to the Kruger Municipality. We will also try and get hold of someone on the ground level at the camping site near the Gamtoos River mouth to see if we are able to obtain the information of people who stayed there during this period, and then working by process of elimination, seeing which people had children, which match the approximate description of those around age, et cetera, and then to try and refine it to see who was involved in this act of cruelty.
Very troubling for many people that the Gamtoos Mouth Resort Homeowners Association spokesperson was quoted as saying that there's no point in laying charges with the police as we don't have names. Surely if a crime has been committed, you lay a charge. I find that logic very difficult to follow. I mean, if someone burgles your home, you don't know who is responsible, but you still go and lay a charge with the police, and it's then their responsibility to track down the people responsible. What do you make of that?
Absolutely. And I think it just speaks of the status that animal cruelty enjoys in the South African law enforcement sphere. And that is why the SPCA takes it upon ourselves to do a complete investigation and to hand a complete docket over to the police, so that they don't have to go through the trouble of doing any investigation of their own, and so that the matter can be referred to prosecution. And that's really how we are successful, because, you know, unfortunately, animal cruelty is not on the top of the priority list.
What sort of penalties? Let's say your investigation was successful, you were able to find the culprits, you could bring them to book. What sort of penalty would they be looking at in a case like this?
Obviously, in this situation, it is more delicate. Although we don't have the identities of the supposed children that were involved, at this stage, it would be a bit different than general. The Child Justice Act comes into play, which has a different application of the law and procedure in terms of how these children are handled during the prosecution, and then as well the penalties or the sentence that can be handed down in the matter. Although the ages haven't been confirmed at that stage, that would be my suspicion. But in terms of the adult, there are quite severe penalties in terms of imprisonment, and all the option of a fine in terms of animal cruelty. We have seen that matters of animal cruelty have turned in the regional courts, which is a step in a positive direction. And in a case like this, it would always be very difficult, trying to strike the balance between what some people would call a punishment or trying to prevent future reoccurrence of animal cruelty, and rather taking on a rehabilitative approach in terms of children, if they are indeed minors.
People often say education is key, but in this case, I must be honest, I struggle to understand or follow what sort of education would be necessary. Why would you need to educate any child that beating young birds to death is wrong?
Absolutely, and I think the differentiation is that education without understanding is meaningless. You can teach someone about animals and, you know, the law, but it's more difficult to instill a love and respect for animals and the fact that they are recognized under South African law as sentient beings. So it goes much deeper than just education. There must be an understanding and appreciation of the status of animals in South Africa and the protection that they have in terms of the law.
Where does the case go to from here, your SPCA investigation? And I like the fact that you're going to follow up from your side, that you basically have the whole case packaged and parceled for the South African police. Where you are right now, where does it go to next?
We are hoping to get some sort of information from the Dampier's Mouth Resort Homeowners Association. We first raised the flag about this issue. We will also obviously be in touch with the camping site and any representatives of the municipality may have information. From there, it follows the process of trying to trace down any eyewitnesses or footage of the matter. Are the carcasses still available for post-mortem, et cetera? Until we feel that we have a docket which would stand the test of prosecution, the case would then be formally opened with the South African Police Service and then hopefully referred to the National Prosecuting Authority for a decision on prosecution.
Final question for you, Jacques. The importance of coastal and estuarine birds. Are they an endangered species? I understand about 170 species of these birds have been recorded in the Gamtooth Mouth area.
I think, you know, it's always, you know, conservation and animal welfare goes hand in hand, especially with these types of birds that contribute heavily to the biodiversity and ecosystem along the coast. You know, and if you talk about 20 single chicks, that is an immense gap that will be left in the generations of biodiversity. And I often, you know, think that we don't really appreciate what it takes for those chicks to make it to adulthood and the effect that it would have on the environment and on their species should a loss like this occur, especially in such a cruel manner.
Thank you very much for your time, Jacques Peacock, National Spokesperson for the SPCA. Do keep us in the loop as to how things progress, Jacques, and thanks for all the work that you do. Have a good day.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.